Shady tactics car insurance companies use to avoid paying claims. The information presented is not intended to be legal advice. Should you need legal advice, please contact a competent attorney. No one should attempt to settle a case without understanding the system. Typically, for example, the insurance adjuster isn't going to tell you that you might have to turn around and take the check they just paid you and pay it to your health insurance company. They don't care about you. That adjuster just wants to close the file and get you to release all of your claims. Here are some other tactics I've seen insurance companies use, just to wear you out and get you to go away. 1. Deliberate delay. They know that often, you are in a financial squeeze. Even if you have good health insurance, the fact that you aren't working may make it difficult to handle copays and deductibles. The insurance company knows you are getting dunned by the doctors, so they take their time with your claim. 2. Requesting unnecessary information. Insurance companies will insist that you track down every little piece of information before we can evaluate the claim. Even if the information they are asking for would not add a penny to their offer, they are happy to wait another 6 weeks for you to track it down. Meanwhile, they are earning interest on the money that they are not paying you. 3. Disputing medical treatment. Even though I've never met an adjuster who went to medical school, they seem to know just what treatment is right for you. Usually, they know that you were overtreated because our computers say you should have been better by now. 4. Nickel and dime the medical charges. Think about it. If they shave just 5% off your claim and can do that to the millions of claims made each year, they get richer. 5. Misrepresenting insurance benefits. This is a big one. They tell you that there's only $25,000 in coverage. We file suit and magically find an umbrella policy, which has additional coverage for another $1 million. Don't you think they knew that just by looking on their computers before we filed suit? Of course, they did. And 6. Acting like your friend and making false promises. Watch out for the adjuster who befriends you, shows up at your house, and promises to pay your future medical bills. This is a tactic to stop you from hiring a lawyer. Believe me, they won't come around to your house once you have a lawyer. Those future medical bills, well, they'll sometimes promise to pay them until their computer says, too much, this claim is costing us too much. The insurance company has a legal conflict of interest that they never tell you. The conflict is that their sole motive is always to pay as little as they possibly can to settle a claim or, preferably, no money at all. Low settlement offers and common insurance company tricks. Of course, the initial offer from an insurance company will never be their best or final offer. The solution here is to simply not accept it and continue submitting your evidence. Unfortunately, the insurance companies have even more tricks up their sleeves, such as: first, claiming you must use the other party's insurance for repairs. Wrongly telling their own insured that they have to go through the careless driver's insurance company to get their car appraised fixed since it was the other guy's fault. This simply is not true. You paid your insurance company a premium for service. It is often quicker to go through your own insurance company to get your car fixed. Yes, you will pay the deductible up front, but your insurance company should get that back from the other insurance company and reimburse you. Second, side agreements. Entering a secret side agreement with the careless driver's insurance company to get reimbursed for medical bills it paid and never telling you about it. Third, secret investigations. Secretly videotaping you and talking to your neighbors just to get some dirt on you to use in settlement negotiations. Fourth, tracking you online and cyberbullying. Trolling YouTube, Google, and other internet social networking sites for your postings and sometimes attempting to be a cyber buddy to get you to admit to certain activities. Fifth, hiding settlement offers and refusing to settle fairly. putting their own insured at risk of financial ruin, by failing to settle claims fairly and failing to advise their insured of settlement offers. In several cases, we have seen one of the largest car insurers in the world subject their own customers to large verdicts and recorded judgments against them because the insurer refused to settle cases fairly. And 6. Forcing medical care reimbursements. You should be aware that often, if your medical bills were paid by health insurance of an employer's health plan, the health insurance company or plan may want you to reimburse it out of any personal injury recovery you receive. Your insurance turns out to be not insurance at all, but a loan. There are other liens that may affect your total recovery as well. If your bills were paid by Medicare, Medicaid, or the United States government, including free military care, you may be forced to pay back a portion of your settlement. In addition, if not handled properly, you may not even have the right to Medicare payments in the future if you settle a claim that involves future medical expenses that Medicare may owe. This is known as the Medicare set-aside law. Common arguments insurance companies use to deny claims. Aside from their dirty tricks to support a lowball settlement offer, the insurance companies will also look for ways to outright deny your accident claim. Here are some of the common reasons we've seen. You weren't wearing your seatbelt, one more reason to always wear a seatbelt. Your car was defective. You were drunk or impaired by legal or illegal drugs. You didn't see our guy blow the red light, so it's your fault you got hit. You exaggerated our guy's speed or conduct, so you are not credible. You didn't get an operation. You have previously been injured. You had a chance to avoid the accident. Our insured is not accepting fault. The x-rays don't show you were injured. Hint, x-rays aren't designed to show all injuries, just broken bones. You're in for a tough fight, but it can be won. You must understand that the day you were injured, you entered a war zone. Insurance companies, and some in the government, have declared war on injured people and their attorneys. They have waged the war in the media, and their propaganda has had a tremendous effect on juries and their verdicts. This is called tort reform. The success that the insurance companies have had in tainting the minds of jurors has emboldened them to not offer fair settlements until you prove to them that you are ready, willing, and able to go to trial. My goal in writing this guide is to provide victims of serious injury accidents with a straightforward guide to handling their cases. Personal injury cases can open up a myriad of questions, and the answers are often confusing. But armed with clear, simple, honest answers, you will be able to understand the legal process and how to go about getting a fair recovery. These are among the first steps needed to get your life back in order. If you find that you need an attorney's help settling your Texas car accident claim, contact Joe Stevens at 281-623-1701 today.